Hi, I'm Tiffany White, and today we're going to talk about what does it mean to truly support neurodivergent students in higher education. Higher education isn't designed for every mind, and that needs to change. In this interview, we hear what it's like to navigate college through a neurodivergent lens. For doing this interview, are you ready to get started?
Sure.
Okay. Can you share a bit about your experience as a neurodivergent student in higher education?
I guess when I went through school, there was no real what would now be programs and accessibilities, and like when the kids now have these things, there's a lot more adjustments are made. For us, it was just they just continued on teaching like normal classes, and we had to fit into those boxes. And then when we got to university, that's all you knew. So there was no, like, I didn't know I could ask for accommodation or any of that. So there wasn't really anything that was different. It took a lot longer to learn the material and to read the stuff. There was a lot of teaching that was done by the teacher, like the talking part and the stuff on the board. Like, that part was much easier than the book work. And then that was the dyslexic piece, and then the ADHD piece was very hard to get into doing the homework and trying to manage and then remember what was said to transport it onto the paper or onto the homework. There was a lot more going back over the notes and back into the books.
Okay. What do you think would be a truly inclusive or neurodivergent friendly university or college feel or look like for people with similar challenges that you faced?
I think maybe where you could use tools like a computer that would record for the notes so you weren't writing, and then
what about for like the professors and the like the faculty? What would create that to be more neurodivergent friendly?
I don't really know, because I never got any of that. There was no teaching. I would say maybe for things to move more individualistic. I caught on really quick and then had to wait around for everyone else to catch on. And by that time, I was off in Never Neverland. So maybe a different speeds, or maybe a tiered thing where folks could learn at their own pace, and it wasn't, you know, learn this one topic, you can learn this one thing, and then if you got that, you can move on to the next thing. You didn't have to wait.
What's one strength that you feel your neurodivergent brings to your learning that tends to go unrecognized in the traditional academic environment?
I think probably connections, probably big picture thinking and being able to connect things in ways that other people don't. Because I can't speak for others, but it feels like that when your brain's moving at 100 miles an hour, there's a lot more going on. A lot more connections are made to things that other folks would not connect to.
That's good. And what advice would you give to another neurodivergent student who is just starting their post-secondary journey?
Time blocking is a massive help.
Like if it was our little one.
I would say time blocking, color coding, potentially short breaks frequently.
Well, thank you so much.